My name's Bridget, and welcome to my podcast, Wake Up and Thrive. I wear a lot of hats, but the ones I'm most proud of are being a sober mom to my four kids, a wife to my best friend, a forever student of life, a registered nurse, and a certified life coach. You can usually find me planning and enjoying quality moments with those I love, or coaching women on how to do the same. All of our lives are made up of tiny moments, both beautiful and messy. I know we all want more feel-good moments, but I believe it's the ones that challenge us that become the catalyst for our growth. That's what we do in this space. We explore everyday moments that we deem hard, and instead of allowing them to keep us stuck, we lean into their lessons and let them wake us up. So if you're ready and willing, I'd love to invite you to come along. All you need is an open mind. It's time. It's time to wake up and thrive. Hello, happy Monday. Welcome back to Wake Up and Thrive. My name is Bridget and I am your host. I have a fun episode today. If you guys follow me on Instagram, I did this as a live a few days ago or a few weeks ago. I tried to simultaneously record a podcast and I was like, ooh, I am just not that technologically savvy. So I stopped that. I did the live. I had some of you ladies hop on, which was so fun to actually interact. And I got really good feedback from it. So it is no longer on my Instagram live. It will now live here in this episode. So today we're going to talk all about how to not take things personal. And I'm going to teach it to you. It is not a very simple topic to master, but it is, right? Like it really becomes difficult to not take things personal. Because of the way that we've grown up, the way that we've approached situations, the way that we're taught to approach situations. Like I've brought up this analogy before, but even when you're little, like your parents, I catch myself saying it to my kids now. I know it was taught to you in school. If you're interacting with a child and something happens and you end up crying or you get left out or you get upset, the first thing the adult will say is, did Sally hurt your feelings? As if they're somehow responsible. Or much less that powerful to create an emotional reaction inside of you. Now, caveat, the things people say and do can absolutely influence and impact our emotional state. I am not saying that it can't, but what I am saying is they do not actually have the power to jump into your body, to get your brain to send off the whatever emotional concoction, chemical concoction happens when we are frustrated, irritated, sad, mad, angry, jealous, all the uncomfortable emotions we don't want and that we experience when we take things personal. Another human being actually does not have that capability, and you don't have that capability. What happens is our words and actions can poke at a wound that's already there, can poke at an insecurity that has existed maybe for years before you brought that up. All that to say, if you are listening to this, and maybe you're currently experiencing it now where you cannot move past your hurt, and you are almost sure that that hurt is directly the effect of somebody else's behavior or words. And therefore, when you make it about somebody else, that means they also have to do something or say something in order to make you feel better. And I don't know if you've experienced this, but either A, it doesn't work, which is 99% of the time what happens. Even if they try to apologize or take it back, you don't believe them, or they didn't say it very genuinely, or they immediately retract what they said or did. And now they're just sort of walking on eggshells around you, but they're not truly understanding your experience because you kind of came at them as if, hey, my feelings are really hurt. I'm kind of sad. I'm kind of angry. I'm kind of upset. I'm this, I'm that. And it's your fault. And that just, it will never go very well in a relationship. Like I said, sometimes they'll appease you, but it won't feel very genuine. And there's truth to that. The only way that you will truly, truly feel better is when you do the internal work to really process that emotion, understand why the emotion even showed up in the first place and what the emotion is showing up to tell you. Those are key to future interactions of not taking it personal. But what I want to talk about in this episode is really let's imagine the moment where you're at this big gathering, whether it's friends, work, family, whatever, and somebody says or does something. How do you not take it personal? And like I said in the beginning, it is simple, but it's not simple. There are layers to this. There is a lot of internal work that needs to go into this, but I want to give you one simple ingredient that you can utilize in these interactions, and you can use it in three different ways to really move out of judgment for them, judgment for yourself, taking it super personal, being offended. Because I know what that feels like. I am a highly sensitive person, and I used to walk around being offended by everything and triggered left and right. And I always thought it was other people. And guess what? It never truly helped me feel better. I was giving all of my power away when I made them responsible for my emotions. So that's the empowering part of learning this. You're taking your power back. You're taking your control back and what you actually have the ability to change. And it is your emotional state. You have that ability. We all do. So let's dive into this special ingredient that you need to not take things personal and three different ways to use it. So this very special ingredient, and you've heard me talk about this before, if you've been in my space for a while, I preach this all the time, but it is curiosity. And the reason it's curiosity is because oftentimes our feelings end up getting hurt because we are holding the posture of judgment. We are either judging the other person, like, that was so rude, they are terrible, they're lazy, they're this, they're that, I can't believe they said that, how inappropriate, right? That's all judgment. Or we're standing in judgment for ourselves. They don't like me. I'm not accepted in this group. They think I'm silly. They think what I'm doing is silly. She just will never understand me, right? The list goes on and on and on and on. And side note, you actually cannot feel other people's judgment. I've said this before, but I'll say it again. You could only feel your own judgment in your body. So the parts of you that stand in agreement with their judgment, that's what you feel. Okay. Side note. So this is the coolest thing, and I learned this from Gabby Bernstein, but you cannot hold the posture of curiosity at the same time that you're sitting in the posture of judgment. So the more we lean into curiosity, especially in times where there's friction or tension or we've been triggered or even they've been triggered and someone took something we said or did offensive, the more that we can lean into curiosity, you guys, the stronger our connection will maintain because we will be moving further and further away from judgment, closer to love, connection, right? Judgment is separation, connection and love and curiosity is connection. And that's what we all ultimately want. So leaning into connection in three different ways is going to really serve you to not take things so personal. First one is curiosity about yourself, curiosity about your own internal experience, which we'll talk about in a minute, curiosity about the other person, about their internal experience. And then the third one is curiosity over this whole experience, this interaction. What is here for you? So let's dive into each one of those. So let's dive into the first part, which is curiosity about your experience. And so our experience is made up of thoughts, emotions, right? Reactions, actions. We've talked about this a lot on this podcast, but specifically, I want you to imagine being at a party or being at a family reunion and you're fine, right? Like you feel good, you're smiling, you're making eye contact, like you feel totally fine. All of a sudden, someone says or does something and you feel the shift internally in your body. That's where we're going to start. We're going to start with curiosity in our body. What's actually coming up for me? What do I feel like? Is there a pit in my stomach? Is my heart racing? Am I getting really fidgety? Are my palms pretty sweaty? What am I actually feeling that is indicating something didn't sit well with me? And I cannot stress this enough, you guys. If your nervous system is dysregulated, which happens when we feel offended or we feel like someone is quote unquote threatening us, whether it's perceived or real, it doesn't matter. The body will still react. And we can absolutely blow something up and out of proportion and react, you know, in the wrong way. Like we're telling ourselves the wrong story or we're being too sensitive about it. Those are all true. But if you move to just trying to change the story while you're in a dysregulated state, it won't stick. And what I mean by that is your nervous system, I want you to imagine it like, I'm imagining it like an art project. I'm imagining it like this. It's the center core and it's sticky. It's got glue on it or tape or whatever you want to imagine. And you're gluing stuff on it, right? You're putting all sorts of different colors, shapes, big, small, whatever, all these different details of this bigger picture. So those little small details are like the thoughts. And so if you want these positive affirmations and thoughts to really, really stick, you have to be in a regulated state. You just do. It won't stick if you're not in a dysregulated state or in a regulated state, which is why it is so unbelievably crucial that before you address the story, right? And I know for me in the beginning of learning this work, when I would be out and I would feel, before I knew how to get into my body and do all of that somatic work, I would be at a party and I was sober at this point. I was also super highly sensitive and I hadn't quite learned the tools of emotional processing. So something would come up. I would notice the shift and within not even a second, I was either shutting down and withdrawing or I was lashing out and blaming and judging them. And in my, and then I learned thought work and I tried to be able to like hold it all together. So I would feel the shift and I would go, Bridget, they didn't mean to hurt your feelings. They didn't mean to say that. Like, don't take it personal. And it was like, it was crazy. It was so much. I was so exhausted after interactions with people because I was quote unquote doing my work, trying to reframe the story, trying not to react. But inside I was falling apart. My nervous system was going haywire. So the very first step is truly curiosity for your internal experience. And I don't necessarily mean what emotions are coming up, because I think if we start there and we start with like, I'm sad, I feel rejected, I'm whatever it is for you, I'm angry, I'm resentful, it sort of brings you back into the head a little bit. So before you even name the emotion, just stick to the sensation. Get super curious about what's coming up for you in your body. So once you can really practice that and lean into it and really gain some more tools on recognizing and becoming just super curious about what this incident is bringing up for you in your body, what those sensations are actually trying to tell you, how long those sensations have been there, right? Like, when was the first time you ever felt that way? What it does is it helps you really like separate from what's actually going on and truly tune in and hone in on your internal experience. The second step is really becoming curious about the other person. And so a phrase I love to learn or I love to use and I love to encourage my clients to use is, isn't it interesting? Sometimes I'll say this out loud, depending on who the person is I'm interacting with. A lot of times I'll just say it in my head to sort of cue me to step into curiosity. So if somebody is like being really abrasive or really judgmental or really short-tempered, really short, impatient, loud, angry, all the things, and I'm noticing a little shift in my body, I get really curious about that first. And then I just go, isn't that interesting? And I, even just saying it now, like I can feel my system sort of calm down a little bit, because what's going on in the head subconsciously is they are attacking you. Like, danger, 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 alarm bells are going off all over the place, subconscious mind, in your body, all the things. And so the simple phrase of, isn't that interesting? Isn't that interesting that that's how they're approaching that situation? Isn't that interesting that they are resorting to anger right now? Isn't that interesting that they're talking so loud? Isn't that interesting that they think it's my fault? When you can say that, and again, lean into curiosity about them, and again, depending on who you're interacting with, I would not recommend saying this out loud, especially when someone's in the middle of, you know, whatever, a highly dysregulated state. But isn't it interesting is a very easy way to sort of cue you to step into that curiosity. Because the truth of the matter is, everybody's words and actions are a reflection of what's going on inside of them. So just like we talked about before, when you get offended, how your body will either go into shutdown mode and you might withdraw, or they might go into fight or flight and you might, you know, get really ramped up. Same thing's happening for them. They probably also got offended by something someone said or did, and they're lashing back out. So again, isn't it interesting? I'm super curious how they're feeling right now. I wonder, wow, look how fast they're talking, how fast they're moving their hands. Wow, they look really red right now in the face. Isn't that interesting? And just like, and again, not in a way where you're like laughing and making fun of them and not listening to their experience. That's not what I'm implying here. But leaning into curiosity with them, again, you become a detective. You become like I love it now. Now that I've really accessed curiosity, it's one of my favorite ingredients to use in any relationship because it immediately helps me to regulate because it helps me to get out of judgment, which is oftentimes why I'm dysregulated. So it helps me come back down. But I also love to learn about people. And how do you learn about people if you're not in touch with curiosity? So it's kind of fun. It actually is fun when you're out. Just watch when you're in the road and someone's doing road rage or like I actually find it really interesting now when I am standing in line at like a baseball game or concessions at a baseball game or whatever. And I see the person in front of me and they're getting super irritated with the cashier. And I promise you there's no judgment because I've totally been that person. But now I like to sit in the back and I just usually I would get ramped up as I'm hearing them. And I just like, isn't this interesting? Like so interesting. So interesting that this is where they're choosing to put their energy. So interesting that they're getting so upset over a candy bar. So interesting, right? And leaning into that, it just try it. Practice it for the pick one person in your life that you get really easily triggered by and offended and just practice leaning into curiosity. And I promise you it'll shift something for you, if not for the relationship as a whole. And also please let me know. I love to hear these kind of stories. So curiosity about them is the first, or about your internal experience is the first step, and curiosity about their internal experience. What thoughts, beliefs, stories are coming up for them, do you think? I wonder how they're feeling. And again, you're leading into curiosity. So don't go into judgment. Don't go into, oh, they must have an insecurity about this, or they must be thinking whatever, X, Y, or Z. Like that's judgment. You don't get to determine and decide what someone's experience is, but you really do get to just observe, sit back and observe and lean into that curiosity. Another just quick tidbit about, isn't it interesting? If you are a mom listening to this, especially if your kids can't be like babies because they're not, well, actually that's not true. Let's suppose you have a 1 or 2 year old that maybe can't tell you what's going on, but they're having a complete freak out in the middle of Target. Instead of letting that really dysregulate you, try this. Isn't this interesting? Like they ate their food, they got a toy, it's a beautiful day out. Isn't this interesting that they're choosing to get on the floor and throw a tantrum right now? So interesting. And see how that goes because it's been working wonders for me with my kids. So that's the second step. So third way that you can use curiosity to not take things so personal is curiosity about the actual experience. And this is where you get to really lean in and sort of do some investigative work on the stories that are coming up, those wounds that it's touching, those unhealed parts of you that are really being activated right now. And this is a big part of the work I do with my one-on-one clients and inside my group program, Fully Alive. We really, really get to the heart of your triggers, which is so unbelievably important because one of the things about triggers is they will keep showing up. You will continue to get offended. If it's not with the same person, I can guarantee you, you'll go to work and have a boss that mimics your mom or your dad or your mother-in-law. And you're going to be experiencing the same stuff because that's the way it's designed. Everyone is a mirror to our internal experience, which is why I started with curiosity over your experience, curiosity over the other person's. And the third step is really curiosity of like, what's coming up for me here? What is here for me that wants to be healed? And that's what's actually being activated. It's not that me as a person is being, it's not that somebody else is intentionally trying to hurt my feelings or attack me. But what they are doing is they are influencing or impacting my healing, my growth in some amazing, beautiful way if I'm willing to look at it. So something's coming up in me, whether it's learning how to find and activate your voice, whether it's learning how to maintain and hold firm boundaries. Maybe it's healing a deep-seated wound of I'm not loved, I'm not accepted, I'm not chosen, or an insecurity that you have. Maybe trying to think of another example of when you could take something offensively. I mean, I don't know why it's hard for me to think of on the spot because nowadays I feel like everybody takes everything offensively. But really, truly, when you notice the offense in you, understand and remember me saying this, you guys, 100% of your experience is your responsibility. Always. Always the end, period. There is no if, and, but, or anything else. And so if you're feeling that need to, if you're feeling attacked or you're feeling the need to go on the attack, I really invite you to just sit with what's coming up here for me, what's being activated, what's being poked at. Because the more that you can lean into that curiosity, first of all, the closer you're going to get to healing it, which is ultimately what you want. The other beautiful thing about leaning into curiosity is it keeps the connection. So when we step into judgment, whether it's for ourselves or for other people, right, we separate from the person in front of us, which just causes even further and deeper offense. So curiosity, you guys, is just this magical ingredient in any relationship that will just transform the way that you show up and the way that other people show up and the way that you show up for other people. So it influences the way you show up for yourself, for other people, and therefore byproduct, it will influence the way people show up around you, the way that they respond to you. So yeah, that's what I got for you this week. So leaning in, noticing that you became offended by something, leaning into curiosity, and getting super curious about internally what's going on, those physical sensations, you know, just really describing everything. So if I was you for a day, how would I know what I was offended? What does it feel like inside of your body? And then getting super curious about the person that is doing the offending or saying or doing something that you don't agree with. Getting just super curious about them and using that line, isn't it interesting? And then the third step is getting really curious about the experience. And the last thing I want to say, when you ask yourself a question, like the last step, what is coming, what is here for me? What is being called or what is coming up that really wants to be healed? When you ask yourself a question, your brain will go to work to find the answer, which is one of the coolest things I think our brains do. So oftentimes we like demand ourselves, like we give ourselves commands. And one of the best things about our brains is when we actually get genuinely curious and approach it with questions, the brain starts to create new pathways. It starts to look for new evidence. It starts to open up our lens in which we're seeing the person in front of us that we're in relationship with, and just the world at large. We start to see that people really are not out to get us. The world really is not as bad as the news and social media has made it seem. Like, don't get me wrong, there's a lot of crazy stuff going on. But at the heart of it all, honestly, if most of us would lean into curiosity, I can't tell you how many instances I read and I hear about. I don't watch the news a lot, but you know, nowadays I feel like the news is on social media. So I get glimpses of it. And I'm telling you, I can't tell you. All right, I'm telling you, in so many of those instances, if the people involved just leaned more into curiosity versus judgment, I can really surely say that it probably wouldn't have escalated as much as it did. So, and I know that's a really broad statement, but I really believe that. So my encouragement for you guys is to think of one person this week that you've really been struggling with, taking who they are offensively, or maybe they've been taking your words and actions very offensively, and then you're offended that they're offended. And lean into curiosity for yourself, curiosity for them, curiosity for the experience, and just see what comes up. So that's all I've got for you guys today. I hope everyone has a really great week. I have some good interviews lined up for the month of May. And then I'm going to reevaluate what's going to happen in June, but I do know for sure I am going offline for the month of July. So just to be forewarned a little bit. And make sure if you're wanting to stay connected or wanting some help, especially with the sensation, the internal experience part, if you're really trying to get better at that, grab my guide, which is in the show notes, grab my guide on the 5 different ways you can experience less anxiety, because they're all body-based mindful practices that you can use to really bring yourself back to regulation. But also if you practice those every single day, you're going to start to get really, really good at noticing the shift in your body. So not only do those exercises help you in the moment, again, if you practice them daily, it will help your awareness over shifts, over bodily sensations that come up when you're in interaction with other people. So yeah, that's what I had for you. I hope that it really helped and resonated. And as always, you guys, if you liked what you heard, please subscribe, leave a review. I love hearing the reviews. coming in, leave a review. Please share it. Share it with somebody that you know listens to podcasts and maybe is really struggling in this specific area. These are tools that were shared by me, and I want nothing more than to pay it forward. So help me do that. And I hope everybody has a fabulous week, and we'll see you guys next Monday.